July 11th, 1943, a young man was attending a meeting, and all that were in the meeting were asked to give their name, their business, and their place of residence. When it came to this young man's turn, he responded with the following: "I am a soldier. For the duration, I have no other name, just an American soldier. I have no business except to fight Uncle Sam's battles. I have no home. Wherever the government needs me is my home. Until the war is over and the aims of my government are accomplished." I want you to think about what that young man said. And I want us to think this morning, as we are children of God, but we are all to be soldiers. This young man was just a soldier. Even though there were other things in his life, he had family and friends and probably another job somewhere and hobbies and things that he enjoyed, those were all still important to him. But at the time that he was serving in our U.S. Army or in the armed forces, he was just a soldier. Turn, if you will, to the passage that Judah read just a moment ago. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 4, I'd like to read those just again. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." I'm going to be referring to Hayden Kincaid this morning. We have a number that are visiting with us, and Hayden Kincaid is one of the young men from this congregation who right now is going through his basic training. So when I talk about Hayden, you'll understand who I'm talking about. But right now, Hayden is learning what it's like to have focus in being a soldier. He's understanding that now. A few months ago, he probably had no comprehension of what it was like to be a soldier. But right now, his girlfriend doesn't matter. Sorry. Mom, dad, sister, grandma, they don't matter. Don't matter. His hobbies, the things that he liked to do beforehand, it really right now, it doesn't matter. Because right now he's finding out what it is like to serve this country in the armed forces. That's what he is focused upon. There's some in the audience this morning that have served our country. I'm not a veteran. Never served. But I know those of you that are in the audience this morning that have served understand what I'm talking about right now when I'm talking about the focus that you have to be a soldier in the U.S. Armed Forces. What does it mean to be just a soldier? I turn to a passage like Philippians chapter 3. where Paul says, Philippians chapter 3, beginning with verse 13. He says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." Paul says, this one thing I'm doing is I'm focusing, I'm serving. He says, I'm serving my Lord. He says, I'm going to fight his battles. I'm going to promote his cause. This is what Paul is telling us in this passage. Now the question this morning is, who are we fighting for? For Satan? No. For the world? No. For the things of the flesh in this world? No. We're soldiers for the Lord. For those of you that are taking notes, that was the introduction, point number one. What are some things that we need to become familiarized in being a soldier in the Lord's army? First of all, a soldier has to enlist. He has to sign on that dotted line, or years ago, I can remember being in high school and watching the draft. And that's not going on right now, so someone to get into the service is generally going to enlist. They're going to make a commitment. They're going to take a test. They're going to pass a physical. They're going to take an oath. These are some of the things that you need to do to become in the army. What about the Lord's army? I'm going to ask you a question this morning. Are you a soldier in the Lord's army? Are you a soldier? How do I do that? How do I become a soldier in the Lord's army? I sit down and I look at the scriptures. I forget about what men have told me and what I've seen. I sit down with the scriptures and I begin to read it and I begin to study it, and I'll find out what it's going to tell me and how to become a soldier in the Lord's army. It tells me. As I begin to read, I begin to realize that I need to believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, it says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." Now, let me tell you something. That's pretty hard. You believe there's salvation. And there's more than believing. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But what happens to me if I don't believe? The scriptures talks about somebody being damned. Now, we don't use these words very often in the Lord's church anymore, but I remember as a child, John was referring this in class this morning about fire and brimstone. And I remember as a young man going to worship service, right, Mark? We would go in there, and this is what we heard. We heard fire and brimstone. We heard about heaven and hell. And we need to realize this morning, folks, that if I'm not this soldier, where is my soul going to be going? One thing I need to do is I need to believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son. I need to change. Fred talked about that at the table just a moment ago. I need to change my life. I now believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son. I need to change who I am and what I'm doing. And I need to take this book right here and I need to put it into my heart and into my life. And I need to live it so that I can be just a soldier, my number one focus in life. I need to repent, as in Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. And then I need to tell people just what I have discovered. I need to confess before men in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32 that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Be ready to stand up and tell the world, I believe in Jesus. And then what do? I go down into those waters of baptism and I have all of the sins of this life washed away, as I read in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the Lord. That's what I need to do to become in the Lord's army. A member of the Lord's church, a member of the body of Christ. Point number two. And if you're watching that clock back there, I didn't get up here until about 13 minutes after. Point number two. A soldier in the armed forces is subject to rules. Brett, this is something Hayden's learning. He's subject to the rules and guidelines and regulation. I got online and I started reading and it just seemed like it was endless. The rules and regulations and guidelines to be a soldier in the armed forces. Rules on tattoos, rules on how long your hair is going to be, rules about your uniform. Hayden's learning all these things. What about us? In the Lord's army, we are soldiers. Are there any rules and guidelines, or is there anything that we need to follow? Back again, right here. Right here it is. This is what I need to live. This is what I need to put into my heart. If I'm going to be just a soldier in the Lord's army, if that's going to be my main focus about what I am all about in this life, I've got to take this. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of John, chapter 8. John, chapter 8. And verses 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you continue in my word. In other words, folks, today, to be just a soldier, to be the soldier that the Lord wants us to be, we've got to pattern our lives after what we read right here. This book's going to tell us how to think. It's going to tell us how to act. It's going to tell us where we can go. It's going to tell us how to talk. It's going to tell us what to do. It's going to tell us. It's going to be our instruction book for life. Right here, this book. Point number three. A soldier must wear the uniform and submit to training and discipline. I had the privilege about 20 years ago to go to San Diego, California, to Camp Pendleton and watch my son as he graduated from basic training as a U.S. Marine. And one of the things, as I was on that base for 2 or 3 days, as I just looked over this entire base, you know what I saw and what I felt? Was discipline in the air. I couldn't believe. Discipline everywhere. I, as a civilian, would walk around the base, and when I would walk up to a soldier, they would stop until I passed by. Wow, I was impressed. And then it came the day for the graduation ceremony, and it was this great big paved lot. And I can't begin to describe how big it was. But out on this lot was the hundreds or thousands of soldiers that were all marching in unison and all had on the same uniform and had the same haircuts. And you could just feel the discipline in the air. You could see that these men and these women had been trained. And not only with what I'm seeing with marching, but with so many other things, they had been trained to be a soldier. Now I want you to turn, if you will, to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, and I'd like to begin with verse 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong and in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." We, as children of God, as soldiers, need to be trained. Why? It tells us here. Verse 10. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." If we want to be strong soldiers, we need to do the following. We need to train ourselves. And that's a question I'm going to ask right now. How seriously have we taken the fact that I, as a child of God, as a soldier in the Lord's army, how seriously have I taken the idea of training myself to be a soldier? Why? So that we will be strong. And in verses 11, 13, and 14, four times it tells us so that we will be able to stand. We need to be strong soldiers so that we can stand and fight the battles that he talks about here. I'm not going to steal Andy's thunder. Got an Ephesians study going on, and I'm sure that he's chomping at the bit to get to these passages. So I'm not going to say much more this morning. What have I done to train myself to be a soldier in the Lord's army? What have I done? How seriously do I take this? So that I will be strong and so that I can stand. We come to Bible class, we come to worship. We attend other studies. There's a lot of things that we do. But have we taken this seriously? I want to make a suggestion. I try to do this. Every time I come to an assembling like we have this morning, let's say our Bible class this morning, our worship this morning, our worship this evening, our Bible class Wednesday, there's four times that we're going to meet in the week. Take one point and put it into the memory bank. really strive to put this into my memory bank so that it's something that I know and something that I learned and maybe that's something that I need to do some more research on. For instance, what did I learn in the Hosea study this morning? What John say was probably one of the main points that he wanted us to get on Hosea. How does God feel when we sin? What do we do to God? Take that and put it in your memory bank. Now, what for our worship service right now, what are you going to take and put in your memory bank? Can't help but walk out the door with it in your mind, can you? I want to be just a soldier. But folks, we as children of God, we need to focus upon our training. How am I being trained? What am I putting into my mind? How much of God's truth do I know? Point number four. We need to fight our country's battles. If you're in the armed forces, this is what you're being trained for. I remember in March of 2003, finding out that my son Chad, who was a U.S. Marine, was being deployed to Iraq. But you know what? When you sign it on the dotted line, you're signing up to be a soldier. You got to fight the battles. If the battles come up, you got to fight in the battles. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Timothy chapter 6. And verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed the good profession before many witnesses. The battles come, we've got to fight the battles. I want to make an announcement right here. I am going to be going to another battlefield. I leave Friday morning, and I'm going to be heading to Maryland to begin work with the church at Prince Frederick, Maryland. This first mission, I'm going to be there about 5 weeks, and I'm asking for your prayers. There's a lot of smoke, clouds of smoke, a lot of things that I don't know what's going on there. Small congregation, they do not have a local preacher, and I'm going there. One of my goals is to encourage. And I'm asking for your prayers as I go that direction. Well, let's go to point number five. A soldier must endure hardships. I was talking just a moment about Chad being deployed to Iraq. One of the hardest things I've ever done in my life was the night that he was leaving to tell him goodbye. But you know, that's part of being in the battle, being a soldier. You have to do that. I knew he wasn't just going to basic training, and I knew he just wasn't going to some isolated site. I knew he was going to battle. His unit was one of the first on the ground in Iraq. And as we stood there that night, the tears were flowing. I was scared. He was scared. Anxiety levels high. But that's part of being a soldier. And you know it's true in the Lord's church. When we fight the Lord's battles, there may be times just like that, where we shed the tears and the anxiety levels are high. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3, it says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." There's going to be some hard things come our way. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, it says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Sometimes when we do things for the Lord, it hurts. It's hard. Can you imagine taking in a person into your home who was on drugs and had two small children? And you bring them into your home for 2 years and you love them and you nurture the children and you teach them spiritually and you lead them to Christ, and then all of a sudden they turn their back and they go back out into the world. How hard is that? How hard is it when you work with somebody that's on drugs and you're trying to do your best to help them stay off of drugs and to clean up their life, and then after a while they go and they just turn back into the world? Or when you see your own children turn their backs on God and turn back into the world, how hard is that? Point number 6. A good soldier should not fraternize with the enemy, nor entangle himself with outside affairs. That's one thing Hayden is looking at right now. I have to focus on being a soldier. Nothing else seems to matter. In that passage we read in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, "No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Now, as Mark Elliott would say, "Bill, you've gone meddling now." What is it that is causing us to entangle ourselves with the world where we can't honestly say, "I am just a soldier"? What affairs of this life have crept into our life to steal away the time and the efforts and the money that we should be giving to our Lord? What is it? Watching TV? Playing Xbox or video games? Playing. Sometimes we think in this life that I am to enjoy this life. I am to be happy. God wants me to be happy. He wants me to have fun. Show that to me. God wants us to serve Him. He wants us to be good soldiers. Sometimes it's our hobbies, sometimes it's shopping online, sometimes it's sleeping, sometimes it's politics. In your life, what is it that entangles into your life that keeps you from serving your God the way that you need to serve your God? Last point. A soldier is going to be paid. I think they get paid monthly. Now, there's different things that they get paid for. They get paid for maybe being separated from their family or hazardous duty pay. There's different amounts of pay that these soldiers receive. But in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6, Paul says, "I am ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not unto me only, but unto all those that love his appearing." There's a payment. now. As I close this morning, I've got a few questions. Are you a soldier? Or are you just a soldier? Have you enlisted in the Lord's army? Are you one of His soldiers? There's no better time right now than to say, I want to be a soldier in the Lord's army. If you're here this morning and you're not a soldier in the Lord's army, you want to become a soldier in the Lord's army, you can be buried into the waters of baptism this morning and have all the sins of this life washed away. But what if you are a soldier? And what if you look at your life and say, I've been a soldier, but I've got a lot of struggles. We all have struggles. But we need to make those changes. That's what we need to do. I need to make those changes. I need to take those things that help me be entangled in the world. I need to get rid of those things in my life. I need to change my life so that I can be just a soldier, so that I can actually say, my main focus is on serving God. That's what my life is all about. Whether you're an engineer, a teacher, a ballerina, or whatever you might be in life, that doesn't really matter. We all need to be just a soldier. We need to keep in focus. This is what my life is about. Steve and I have had many conversations, and I keep telling Steve, these things don't matter. They don't matter. It really doesn't matter who wins the World Series or who wins the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. In the big scheme of life, it does not matter. All that really matters in our life is our soul. And this morning I'm asking you to seriously think about, where is your soul? Am I living my life the way that God wants me to live my life? There is a heaven, but there's also a hell. And as Steve had this rope that he brought out some time ago and talked about eternity, this is a long, long time, folks, and we need to take it seriously about our soul's condition. Are you subject to the call this morning? If you are, won't you come as we stand and sing?
Armor on, strong in the
room.